first time tonight. Second quarter, 7 minutes 36 seconds before the half. First and 10 for Kansas City. Brice Renault under center at the USA 37-yard line. Working left to right across the radio. Hand off to Alex Perry coming around the right end. Diving forward on a second and third effort, gets all the way down to the 35-yard line. It's a hard-fought 2 yards for Alex Perry. Number 18, Jacob Nimsmith, the tackle. Second down and 8 from the 35.
Alex Perry's been running hard all night. He didn't necessarily break a tackle. He ran over the linebacker. Linebacker came, I think he tripped on him on that play and got him down for a 3-yard gain. Tough running.
Splitting the hash marks from the 35, 6:58 left in the half. Hand off to number 3 right of the middle. Jordan Mester has the first down and finally brought down at the 23-yard line, brought down by Chase Payne as well as Walker Foley out of the secondary. And a huge chunk play from the 35 down to the 24-yard line, 11-yard pickup, move the chains, first and 10.
Finally getting a little more running room, good blocking up front by Cassidy.
First down for Cassidy inside the red zone at the 24. Bryce Fernaldo coming up to the line as well as the other white-clad Redhawks. 6.5 left in the first half. Still that one score for USA and Kansas City not on the board yet. Hand off to Jordan Mester up the gut. Same exact play and same exact result except minus 2 yards there. A 9-yard pickup. Stop made by number 60 once again. Jacob Nimps on the stop. Second down and 1 yard to go.
Looks like Kansas City's found a little something in the middle of that line. Looks might have a good matchup inside there.
Jordan Mester, the ball carrier, comes up a little gingerly, limping back to the huddle. 6 minutes left, second down with 1 from the USA 16-yard line. Splitting the hashes, Bryce Fernald surveys the defense. Under center, hand off to quarterback keeper up the gut. And Bryce Fernald gets out very close to that first down marker at the 15, tackle made by number 75, Dakota Miller for USA. And they're no word yet whether that's a first down or not. They're going to say shy, then by less than 0.5 yard, third down and 1 foot to go.
Looked like a little bit of a miscue there again. The quarterback ran into the running back again, slowed him down. It looked like a quarterback keeper might have slowed him down enough not to get the first down.
5 minutes, 18 seconds left here in the first half. 8-0 USA leading Kansas City. Bryce Fernald comes up to the line. Straight T. Formation once again. Fernald hands it off to 33. Noah Zaleski has the first down, and he's plowed down at the 13-yard line, brought down by Keegan Bixman for USA. Move the chains, though, more importantly for the Redhawks. First and 10 from the USA 13.
Good play by USA or by Cassidy to pick up that first down, but these yards are not coming easy. USA's defense is being stout up front, and I think that goes back to last week when they played the Lakers. They're battle-tested. That was a tough Lakers team, and they're being tough up front now.
First and 10 from the 13, trailing 8-0. Bryce Fernald under center. Hand off to Noah Zaleski once again, coming around the left gap, has close down on the first down, has the touchdown, Kansas City. Noah Zaleski finds the seam untouched into the end zone from 13 yards out, and Kansas City strikes for the first time tonight, trying to tack on a 2-point conversion to make this a tie ball game.
Beautiful.
4:35 left in the second.
Oh, beautiful kickout block on that play. Noah Zaleski taking it in, showing a little bit of speed there, getting to the corner of the end zone. Good blocking up front there. The end was taken right out of the play, right off tackle, just like you draw it up.
So with 4:35 left in the second quarter, Kansas City strikes and tacks on a touchdown, going for 2 now. Fernald hands a quarterback keeper around the left side. Options out to Noah Zaleski. He's in untouched once again, and we are tied with 4:35 left in the first half. It is Kansas City 8, USA 8, right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com. And click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
.35 left in the first half, and we are tied 8 apiece between Cassidy and USA. Cassidy marches down the field 79 yards and takes off 6.5 minutes of play. 2-point conversion good as well. Jordan Mester with all 8 points on that drive, and we are tied at 8 apiece.
I think some of the difference that they're doing on offense is that they are faking the ball and they're carrying out their fakes on that last possession. It's hard to pick up the ball. I think the Patriots are having a little bit of a tough time, and they're getting chunk plays off of it.
Well, when you have so many weapons in the backfield for Cassidy, it's tough to stop all those gaps.
That's true. So you got three serious running backs on Cassidy. You have to keep your eye on all three.
So we're tied at 8 apiece, both teams with one touchdown and one successful 2-point conversion. And Alex Perry's kick into the wind comes in at the 22-yard line by Braylon Ballard. Comes back into the middle of the field, going laterally to the near sideline. He's across the 30 to the 40, has a lead blocker and runs out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Eli Caban stops him finally on the sidelines. And it's going to be nice field position for the USA Patriots, firing up the home fans here on homecoming night as they are tied 8 apiece.
It looked like they had Braylon dead to rights with a nasty stiff arm. Was able to get around the edge, ran another two Cassidy defenders over, and they never did get him down. He just went out of bounds. Fantastic run.
Cassidy with a 12-play drive on that one, covering 79 yards. Sorry for cutting you off there, Ed.
No, you're good. This is the best starting field position for USA all day.
On the plus side of the field from the 48-yard line. It's too wide to the right as a handoff right up the middle to Walker Foley. Breaks out his first tackle and finally brought down in the Cassidy 42-yard line by Connor Herford, defensive tackle. He's 6'4", 230-pound junior. It's going to be a 5-yard gain, second down and 5 for USA. 4 minutes and change left here in the first half, 8 apiece.
No rest for Walker Foley. Get that long return. Give him the ball.
good
tough run. You can tell he is pumped up for this game.
4 minutes left in the first half, 8-8. Cassidy and USA all tied up. USA scored in their first drive tonight. Cassidy fumbled on their second drive of the evening, their first. USA turned it over on downs at the Cassidy 21-yard line. Cassidy responds with a marching down the field for the score. Hand off to Braylon Ballard around the right edge, has the first down, spins out his first tackle, and is finally brought down at the 34-yard line by Lance Fedorsky out of the secondary. From the 43-yard line down to the 35, an 8-yard pickup. First and 10.
Off tackle on the right-hand side, the running backs for the Patriots are doing a nice job of slipping the tackles and getting extra yards. The yards after the first hit for the Patriots, pretty impressive today.
They started from the Kansas City 48-yard line. They're already down to the 35, 3:18 left in the first half. Coming back out in the T, Connor Gettle under center. Three men backfield, surveying. Splitting the hash marks, right to left across your radio. A little confusion in the backfield as Connor Gettle went for the handoff, but then no one moved from beyond that. And Ryan DeLong was in the backfield before you knew it, and it's going to be no gain on the play. Maybe a loss of a yard back to the 36-yard line, second down and 11.
Ryan DeLong moved the line of scrimmage on that. He tackled three players at a time to get that tackle for loss. Great play by DeLong.
Second down, 11. Connor Gettle gets the call from Josh Hahn, runs back into the huddle. 2.5 before the half. Both teams with a score. Both teams with a 2-point conversion successful. Beautiful night for football. Evan Voles leads the team back to the line of scrimmage. Second down, 11. Connor Gettle under center. Straight T. Quarterback keeper around the left side. He calls his own number. He has positive yards. Streaks down across the 30 and finally ripped down at the 27-yard line. Once again by Connor Herford. Drings him down 2 yards short of the first down marker. Second down and 2 coming up for the Patriots at the Cass City 27-yard line. 2 minutes left.
Nice quarterback keeper by Gettle. And I'll tell you what, if Herford does not make that tackle, he's still running.
Third down, two. Upcoming